I'm gospel recording artist appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross.
Trying to do what's right, but end up doing
wrong. Lord, give me another chance.
Make me. Lord, I want you to have
thine own way.
Come on, let's do it.
The day I found God was the best day of my life. It was kind of like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everyone. I call this poem, Through the Eyes of God. Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a poetry creator, a reality escaper. I can't begin to define the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes? Looking through a glass box, seeing everyone everywhere as you stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin. As I see this world we sin, battle the fight, I just can't seem to win. This earth spinning out of control, lost in darkness like a lost eternal soul. Imagine if time did not exist. Seeing all the truth and all the realness, would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress if I could see as far as the east meets the west? I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as I drift my separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like we treat our own mother. If I were just listening instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding, they were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies were designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world waste away in decay, watching people stray farther away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God would say. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was life really worth? To me, it meant something. Yet to others, it means nothing. I can see God's fingerprints all over the place. My love for him gives me grace. Yet I see him in every space. I can see him right now in your face.
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead apostle and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord gospel radio talk show. Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is spoken word recording artist and radio host and author Gilbert Sines. His radio show is Spiritually Reincarnated on NHISG Networks. Brother Gilbert, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
Man, it's great to be here, Brother John. Man, I listen to your show, and I'm a really fan, so it's really great to actually be a part of it, Brother. I'm glad you have me here.
Amen. And Brother Gilbert, please tell the kingdom a little more about you.
Okay. Well, my name is Gilbert Sines. I'm calling you from Orlando, Florida right now. And I am a mental health professional. So regular job full time is I work with kids, and I'm also a poet too. So I have my own show, like you mentioned, and I like to do a lot of shows. Where I go out and I interact with the audience, because it's all about being around my people and be around my brothers like you through Christ. And it's just really it's really great performing in front of you guys, and it's just an awesome feeling, something that I really love doing very much.
Amen. Kingdom, we will be hearing some of the talent that Brother Gilbert has. He will be performing a couple of his spoken word that he has written for this podcast. We will be playing those during the duration of this podcast, so please prepare to hear them. And before we begin our discussion, please share with us your story of repentance and when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior and Lord.
Oh, yes, and I love talking about that, Brother John, because I want to say that was the best day of my life. Since then, so much miracles, so much new doors have opened for me. I see things to a new perspective, and it actually happened back in 2010. So I found I was kind of late, and I kind of one of those who took the hard way. I actually had to hit rock bottom to find God. And even as I was hitting that rock bottom, I was searching so hard, reaching out my hand, you know, looking for something. And, you know, the thing about Christianity, because I consider myself a true Christian, but I never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And it's not until I did that the miracle happened. And I did that in 2010 when I was driving my niece and nephew. I had to drive them to Miami and back from Orlando. It's like about a four-hour drive, depending on traffic. And I was broken on my way over there, and I called a friend, and we started talking about God, and he shared his personal testimony with me, and he asked me a question, you know, a deep question that I thought of, is like, we need a Savior, you know, we need a Savior because we're made from sin. And, you know, once he said that, you know, this thing started making sense to me. And he asked me if I accepted Christ. And I was always on the fence about that as a Christian. Brother John, for the longest time, I was always on the fence about Jesus Christ. And I was like, you know what? I was all beat up. I hit my rock bottom. And as a matter of fact, I was about to drop out of school. But thank God I didn't. I did not do that. So, I accepted Jesus into my life. And you know what? The moment I said those words, Jesus Christ, I accept you into my life, I felt like a relief. I had trouble sleeping. And that night, I wasn't even sleeping in my house. I slept on my sister's couch, and I slept like a baby. It was the most restful and peaceful sleep. I experienced love that I've been searching for so long. And I've never experienced that kind of intense love. And when I was driving home, because I had to drive home alone, because I dropped my niece and nephew off. They were staying at our house. So I dropped them off. And my drive home, it was like Jesus Christ was in the front seat right next to me the whole time. And I felt so loved. And I was looking outside, and I was noticing how beautiful the grass was, how beautiful the drive was. And every time I drive that drive a lot before, and I never noticed that. And I realized how beautiful the sun was coming up and just how beautiful the birds were. And I've learned, you know, just so much. It felt so good. I will never forget that feeling. It was just such intense love. But it's like Jesus, like nobody was in the car with me. And like I was driving on the driver's side. And it's like Jesus Christ was on the passenger side extending his hand to me. And it felt so good because I felt at peace, the type of peace that I was hurting for, that I was looking for so long, and I felt it. And since then, I haven't looked back. I finally got home, and I've been through struggles too in my life, you know, since then, but I've been able to handle that. And I see things through a new perspective, especially when I repented. You know, when I repented, I realized, you know what, Jesus Christ died for my sins. So I must trust in him that he's going to take my sins away from me. And once I can trust in him to do that, that's when the best things start happening. I'm a lot less stressed. I could sleep more, sleep better, but I feel at peace. And I feel the love coming from the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't feel the love because I was always so angry and miserable before. And I could feel the love, and it was the most beautiful thing. And honestly, Brother John, that's one day I will always remember, because just the amount of love that was just overflowing my body, it felt so good, and I felt at peace for once in my life, the type of peace I've never felt before. And when I was able to do that, I started seeing things through a new perspective, and I saw, you know, I saw the wrongs, you know, some of the wrongs I used to do, you know, including bullying, because I was a victim, and I was also a perpetrator as well, too. And it's not until after I found Christ, I realized, you know, Jesus died for all of us, and he didn't die for all of us to hate each other and to fight each other. We're supposed to unite through him. And that's what we're supposed to do. And as Christians, we're supposed to have bigger shoes to follow. We got Father behind the Son of God shoes. You know, we have big shoes to fit, to walk, but once I accepted Christ into my life, I experienced a sense of peace, and I didn't drop out. I ended up getting my bachelor's degree, and then I went to Nova Graduate School, and I ended up getting my master's degree, and that's how I ended up in the field. And I believe that God guided me to that field because I need that help, because I work with not just substance abuse adults, but I work with a lot of kids. And our generation, it's part of our generation to make it a better generation for the kids, you know, for the kids behind us. Jesus Christ would want us to love each other and make this a better world, but he wants us to do that together. And like I said, once I accepted Christ, I was able to see all that, and I was able to feel all that. And before, I wasn't. And it's like Christ filled up a blank hole in my life, and he just filled it with love. And I'll never forget just how beautiful it was. And I'm telling you,
Brother Gilbert, can I also ask you to please begin our discussion by introducing our topic, and let's go to the Word of God.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The topic is bullying, and like I was mentioning before, I can kind of talk from a bully's and a victim's perspective. The victim's perspective. See, okay, bullying leaves scars behind that can manifest themselves, that can pop up years later, and that's what happened with me. I remember as a kid, you know, going to elementary school, I was bullied, and I even wrote a poem about that where it's about bullying, you know, the victim's perspective in general, but I mentioned my own experience in there as well, you know, about an incident that happened, and you know, so I was affected by it in school. And the thing about it, though, the scars didn't really end up to like years after, where I would have like pop act and just you know, kind of memories every now and then, or maybe a certain dream or something would trigger it back. So it left scars years later. So I don't think the bullies can realize the type of scars that they can leave on the bullying person. And working in mental health, I work on both sides. I work on bullying a lot of people that were bullied, and you know, that's a tough road for healing. It can be so damaging. And sometimes people that do get bullied, a lot of times they feel it that since they were bullied, to bully somebody else, they feel justified in bullying somebody else. And I'm ashamed to say that was me too, because I was bullied throughout elementary school. But once I got to junior high and high school, I was the one doing the bullying. And I used to justify it by, you know what, this person deserved it because, you know what, they'd be doing the same to me. And, you know, and like I said, it was only when I found Jesus Christ that I looked at it through a totally different perspective. And that's how I was able to write the poems, is I was able to look at through this perspective that, you know what, Jesus died for every single one of us, for one of our souls, and he died for us to unite, not to put each other down and bully each other. And like I said, I owe the day that I found Christ to being able to see that and really being able to relate, and being the fact that I work with it on a day-to-day basis also, you know, brings up you know, a lot of memories too. But like I said, it's people look at bullying, the bully as a bad guy, and maybe that's not necessarily the truth. You know, the bully is a human. He has a mother and father like everyone else. And maybe he just comes from a dysfunctional family where behavior like that's tolerated, or maybe he was bullied himself. And so that's why I like to look at it from two different perspectives, because it's important that we do that. And bullying is a big, major problem today. And dealing in the mental health business full-time, I have to, you know, deal with the aftermath of it. And I know a lot of it's more prevention rather than reaction. It's proactive rather than reaction. They try, the schools, a lot of the programs, they try and prevent it from happening in the first place. So they train the teachers and the school staff to actually look at certain behaviors and to pay attention to that. But it's a big, major problem, unfortunately, going through the U.S. right now.
Amen and kingdom. The topic for discussion in this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is bullying. And we will be talking about bullying from a victim's perspective as well as a perpetrator's perspective. Kingdom, according to StopBullying.gov. The definition of bullying released in 2014 from the Center of Disease Control and Department of Education. At Kingdom, I will say the definition is coming from the right place, because bullying is a sin and a soul disease penetrating and affecting the character of today's society. However, the definition of bullying is unwanted aggressive behavior, a observed or perceived power imbalance, and a repetition of or high likelihood of repetition of bullying behaviors. This definition helps determine whether an incident is bullying or another type of aggressive behavior, such as one-time physical fights, online arguments, or incidences between adults. Some actions can fall into criminal categories, such as harassment, hazing, and assaults. Youth who are bullied can experience negative physical, social, emotional, academic, and mental health issues. Youth who are bullied are more likely to experience depression, anxiety, increasing feelings of sadness, loneliness, decreases in their GPA scores, and lead to suicide. Youth who bully others can also engage in violent and other risky behaviors that will lead into their adulthood and have criminal convictions and be abusive toward their children, spouses, and other adults. 1 John 3:15 declares, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you that know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." This is a powerful word from our apostle, because this word declares that God views bullying and those who do it at the same level as a murderer. And those who perpetrate this kind of behavior will face the judgment and wrath of God. Yes, God loves us, but to embrace that love is to stop and repent from bullying attitudes and behaviors. When we are addressing bullying from a perpetrator and a victim's perspective, we must have God, the Holy Spirit, because this issue in the right way must be confronted, keeping our composure in the face of aggression and finding the right words and actions that will let us be both principled and loving. And that can be a difficult goal to achieve, because we have a victim. which in most cases are innocent, and we also need the perpetrator to be convicted legally and spiritually and to change from this abusive behavior. And prayerfully, if successful, will disciple others to stop in the ways of a ex-gang member, bringing others out of that destructive behavior by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, to crush rudeness and people who are insisting on one's own way, coercing, ganging up on others, and threatening along with other forms of intimidation. We must pray against and wage war in the realm of the Spirit against intimidation, hateful, devious, mean, conniving, and cruel acts against others. Some biblical examples are Joseph and the cruelty of his brothers, Goliath against the children of Israel. And my Lord, our Lord, when in his fleshly form, suffered all manner of intimidation by the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin, all who were the religious leadership of his time. So we face these issues. And if Jesus faced those issues, we know that those in the church are not exempt. Jesus in his flesh, trying to carry out God's plan of redemption, was brutally executed while fighting for our freedom and eternal life against all manner of demonic attacks that manifested into brutality. He forgave, but also we must note that his shedding blood, his innocent shed blood, did not stop the judgment of God upon those who remained unrepentant. Brother Gilbert, please give us the final words on our topic of discussion, bullying in today's society.
I like the fact that when you brought up about Jesus Christ being bullied, you know, he was bullied and he was mocked, and he still went to the cross and died for us.
Yes, he did.
And
hallelujah.
For somebody that could do that,
that's
just so, so amazing. And, yeah, you know, I don't see how somebody could do that, could feel right putting down another brother, another child through Christ. We are all children of Christ. He died for all our sins, not just some of our sins. And we need to realize that. And we need, you know, we as Christians have bigger shoes to fill, and we have a bigger walk to walk. We have to try and be as much like Christ as we can. Therefore, we must be examples. And, the best way is to prevent it from happening and just love our brother as we love Christ.
Amen, because I know for myself, I understand how victims feel. I myself have been a victim of bullying and aggressive behaviors, and I was just sharing with you before we started recording this podcast that I was outside because cleaning my fence because somebody had sprayed graffiti on my security fence outside my house. And so I'm not sure if that's just aggressive behavior or bullying behavior, but I know if you're a victim out there, I can definitely identify from where you are coming from, and I know for myself that Jesus and God the Holy Spirit can protect you, lead you, and guide you through this type of issue. Brother Gilbert, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Yeah, if you want to contact me, you could check me out. I do have a Facebook webpage, Gilbert Signs Poetry. My last name, S-A-E-N-Z. My first name, Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook. Or you could go to YouTube. I have a video on there as well, too. Gilbert Signs Poetry on there as well, too. And that's why I got the best way to contact me would probably be through Facebook. You can send me a message, and I promise I'll do my best to message you back.
And how may the kingdom support your ministry and purchase your book and your spoken word music?
Okay, I have a book out called Spiritually Reincarnated, which is also the name of my show. You can go on eBay or any Barnes & Nobles. They carry it there. It may not be in stock, so they'll have to order it for you, but you can get it through there. And my music, I have an album called The Heart of a God, and the tracks that you have for this show are some of the tracks that are on there, so my good tracks. And you can get that through any digital media outlet right now. I put that out through DistroKid, so any iTunes or any media outlet, Spotify, whatever, just go in for The Heart of a God, Gilbert Sines.
Amen. And Brother Gilbert, please tell us about the spoken word poetry you wrote for this episode.
Okay, the first one you heard at the beginning was Through the Eyes of God. That's one of my most intense poems. I do it when I'm live. I get, you know, the biggest reaction for it. That one was a good poem I wrote about a few years ago. So that one is really intense, though, what it's like through the eyes of God. And I also bring in Jesus, because I bring in Christ to a lot of my poems, and St. Michael the Archangel is also in a lot of my poems as well, too. And the one that you're going to hear now is a love poem called The Ballerina Dancer. It's actually one of my father's, one of my favorite love poems. I have it to music, to ballerina-type music. And I wrote that a couple of years ago. It's on my album, The Heart of a God.
Amen. And Kingdom, we just want to mention right here that before we hear Ballerina Dancer, that the spoken word music is available on Let's Talk to the Lord Radio.international that Brother Gilbert has written and released. So you can go there and request it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kingdom Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, Elation Radio, and at PositivePower21.org. Click on Menu, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We're on KingdomInfluencersBroadcast.com every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Google App Store on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk, radio, interviews, news, and so much more. Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk Radio International. My latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital stores and on Black Friday. We are releasing new music. The song title is Lord, Give Me Another Chance. It's an EP with 6 tracks on it, led by our own gospel recording artist Sean Scales and featuring Tamara Lloyd. So you want to please go to all digital stores. You pick your favorite store. It is released on Black Friday. Pick you up a copy. And Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you, living your lives at the foot of the cross under a open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Her beauty is magical as her hair waves in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining, but I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is a ballerina dancer that is dancing in dreams. Her touch feels like water in heaven flowing down with her springs. The ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart. Watching her move her body as her legs spread apart. The sight of her dancing, if I could only paint a picture. Describing her beauty is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I can feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move away and watch her rehearse, they say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse. Trying to think of her first and not let all my emotions burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But our faith is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, the curve of her hips and her lips blossom like tulips, with so much passion sprinkling out of her fingertips. Like a seed being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually happen. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth. A love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance. As I take a chance and hand her my heart, because it's in bits of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere. And I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. The ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time that she could be mine. I can see the ballerina dancer dancing at night in a dream. The movement of her body, so peaceful and serene. And every time she dances, she looks like a queen.
What's up? This your girl Kiva, and you're tuned in with Urban Movement Radio, the home of neo soul, hip hop, and R&B. Let's talk more music.
You're listening to The Sound.
Bye. trying to do what's right, but end up doing wrong. You see, Satan is trying to take a hold of my life. I keep on fighting, and it seems I'm losing the fight. But Lord, I'm silly from my heart. I think it's time for a brand new start. So, oh Lord, give me another chance. Now come on and help me sing it right now. I mean this from my heart.
From my heart.
I promise I won't sin no more.
I won't sin no more.
Yeah. Creating me a better heart. Ever knew a great spirit in me. Have thy word in my heart. Sin against thee. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. I really made up my mind. I made it this time. So come with me. Come with me from day to day. I'm willing to get out of the way. So give me another chance. I feel a key change. Come on, let's go. Woo!
I mean
this from my heart.
Come on!